Have I need anything?
Das ist wieder von Medalev. Der Tech ist mit Zeyen. Das ist effektiv in Ab. So it has its own specific dimensions, the case is mentioned over here in the Gemara, which Hashem interpreted in various ways. And in a more general sense, there's the issue of someone who made a tiny investment, whether he can then recant or change it, etc. I suppose the instinctive response probably would be, thank you. It can't be done. But if it can't be done, it might depend on what, whose favor the time had been. If the time was a Hedoyer, it's one thing. That's about the Tanya, which is not a Hedoyer, but something which is in his own favor, the possibility of something else. Now, whether we speak of Hedoyer in a different sense or not, so, or differentiate, could be for one of two reasons. One could be simply because of the content of the Hedoyer is such. Just as the creator told me. So Edim wants to say, God, they're not presuming can have we can. Unless you assume some have raised this connection, the Septic Suba says, beginning the second paragraph, the Lord to Shishu and Chesu Magi does not apply unless it's been. Prior to the Shvachir, then the Tzokim Shiyagid, the Sefer there takes the Sanhedrin. Quotes as well. Thank you. Rabbi Shlomo, that's the first of Benson, Chodi Leiva, but you don't know to tempt the Sefter, so I'll be the best I have. I don't mention. Disregard that particular element, I don't feel love. Disregard that particular element, then on the face of it, we would say that if it's a Hidoy, it's the equivalent of a Vedas Badin, then as you can't change either, you can't change Hidoy either. Unless they've said you distinguish that there's no Dushuk here. And they could change the door. Eidus, but the Shekhira, and likewise here as well. However, even if one were to invoke this question of the Shekhira, it's still not clear they would be able to change for a simple reason. The halacha that At what point things become frozen and can't be changed anymore. So that's about the Eidim, depends on the Shekhira. Just point that out. That's about double, the Shekhira. So here we can raise one or two points. So either to say that if it's in his favor, so you can still change his tenure. If it's against him, it's not Desbardin. It's not Desbardin, he made him dummy. And it's like Edis that cannot be changed. He was Shigin, could not be Desbardin. It's not Oedora, that could be changed. All right, that's what I'm understanding it. Possibly, though, we might view it from another perspective. This distinction might not apply. Look at the Gemara in Shavuos for a minute. Gemara from a test. The parable of Gemara is elsewhere. I'll just use this one here. So when Yitzchak had Shavuah in Bezdin, so Bezdin tries to dissuade him from taking the Shavuah. If it's a Shavuah Sheker, the repercussions socially, cosmically, are enormous. So they talk about it. So what it says over here is a whole litany that you have there, talking about terrible things that develop if there's been Shavuah Sheker. So if you finish talking about this whole litany, the Master from the test of Mamar and Nishba, pray to this to be Yad. Mamar and Nishba, you should be aiming the Surah of the Shiva Shem Baila. As he said, he agrees that that's going to swear he's going to pay. So you hustle him out immediately. If he says he doesn't want to swear, let me try to give all kinds of further pressures. Here's a general issue which appears to be a shame. Four or five sugars to deal with this issue. At what point do you say that the statement is binding? And he agreed that in Nishba, then he said, okay, in Nishba, I'm going to pay. At what point is that binding? So here, when the they got two offers, initiatives are made in Besdin, which are not in the mainstream line of halachis, of decisions. But nevertheless, if one is offered to somebody else, it becomes binding. And a number of such cases, just one is over here, somebody in Nishba. In other words, the Sugi is sent to the Chumtah and the Beis. The person is accepted Psulim, to be Dayonim, to be Eidim. People are possible for that, the Krevim, the Roshoyim, whatever they are. So there's the Chais HaBein of the Chachamim. If there's a Kenyan, it's binding. If it's without a Kenyan, then according to one thing, must go to Benjamin Gvardin. And that starts blood of my Sushinim, but it's officially Gvardin. And what we've learned in Gemara over here, the Flamentesis Shavuos, it likewise says, but if it's binding, it depends on Gvardin. As for instance, the case of the Gemara in Babasik, who was having a base, like you have a Gemara in Babasik. Person in a situation, but it's a detail without what happened. And says the bestness to be in favor of one side, and the other doesn't want to do it, so he makes him an offer. The book was ever based upon Mamelech, who ever got after, after you got after, who ever got after. So I could swear bipato. Not a full shvur because it's kakoyis about him, but shvur says I would have to swear bipato. And I give you, make you an offer. You know what? If you want, you swear. You can take the heaven, you win. Shvur etel. Make the shvur benaitli. So shvur etel. There's two decisions to come out. One girl says, Nishba fein yochel achzibay. Once the offer's been made, you can't the offer. Or only after he's sworn, then you can't extract from him first you took the shvur. Another girl says, we can't, and not give him what you promised him. You promised him if he'd swear, get the evidence. That's what Rezbo Sushed, Rezbo Sushed, Rezbo Sushed, what the girl says. All these sugyas, the Bachlisim and Sushenim, what is definitive? That afterwards you can't? We can't. Many of the opinion depends on Gmardin. That's the Gemara Sanhedrin from Talmud Beis. We've got the Psulim that you accept. Tell me the Gemara of Chesed Babasa for the Abish Gemara there. And you're going to have to come back to the scene here. I'm going to have to come back to the scene. We offer to give, not to be Michael. We're only doing Chachamim. That's what it says over here. It's the end of the Gemara Mechala between before Gmardin, after Gmardin. Before Gmardin, only with a Kenyan, after Gmardin, without a Kenyan. Now, that's what defines the Gmardin. In the Shenim, the whole range of Shittas, which can be viewed in the Shittas of the Gemara over there, proof of Ches. Some say Gmardin means the implementation, the execution of the deed. He made an offer, the offer was implemented. You already got the money. Others say, no, that's not Gmardin. You don't need to go that far for Gmardin. Gmardin is, if they finish Bez Paskin, say Tenloy, Chavatuli Tenloy, one of the Nuskois, which are the, in effect, the announcement that the Gmardin is part of Bez. Some say you don't need to go even that far. Once it's, they've finished with all the business, they need to clear up. So that is equivalent to Gmardin. There's nothing else to be done further. And over there, the Raman and Babasa, the Kuf Kufres, brings the various days, the Rebigash, the Yad Ramah. Now, why may this be relevant to us? If we ask ourselves, can it change its title or not? And what happens if it's an offer? I suppose something which he says in his favor. First, with the issue where he makes him an offer. An offer falls somewhere between Hadar and Taina on my behalf. Hadar is simply stating the fact. It's not creating his chayvus. Unless you assume that Marie Velev, that the Lord says about these chayvus, says rightly rejects that in a number of places. So you're simply admitting this the fact is true. That's Kameyim Dami. If you're making a statement, it's not a Hidoy, but offer. So you're creating a prospective obligation in Yitzchayim on your part. If you do such and such, you'll be Yitzchayim. That falls in between. But it's arguable that once a person made that kind of an offer, it's been accepted that in effect it's Gemaldin. I still do Shem Shub over there. And therefore you can't change, not because like I do it, you can't change because it's Gemaldin. However, here one can introduce if we want another element. We deal with three different scenarios. One where he ties something in his favor, his patel. One where he offers him about to strike a deal. And third one where he's made. Perhaps just strike a deal becomes a gemaldin, a question of shame before you get the implementation. Hadar also is the end of the game. What is the idea? If you can't be crazy with the idea, that's the body. But here there'd be a difference between the idea and I'm sure telling your own favor. If you're telling your own favor, so the whole mass of matin still is taking place. Tightness and counter tightness. But the idea, not because the aid aspect of the idea, because the Gmadin aspect of the idea. That's the end of the whole affair. So starting with the, if Hadar is made, can it be recanted? So first we would say no. Possibly committing made with Domi, sort of Kibbutz Yigid. And the assumption of Kibbutz Yigid is not limited to Aedis, but more general term. I said last time, the Ramban and Babetzi, inclusion, the Chabbaz of Sanadala, Hashem Kuk Chavazayim Bebeis, the guy from Yakir, not really shame or assume that. So could we hear a quote based on the Dois, the Baldin, the quote of the Kim Shiigid, or not because it's like Kim Shiigid, but because in fact we already completed the procedure, it's the quote of the Baldin, and cannot be Chayso. Where might this still be Chayso if it was Hadar? So here we come back to a question which we discussed previously, and it's the possibility of a masla. It says we give a simon pei, we've got the issue which we discussed in connection with admin, in one of the level of bays. Does the masla apply to the mamas or not? The bays were 2 days, and he's only says himself of the inclination that. If Mohammed asks, it doesn't help. However, he says there are 2 cases where it does help. So, Mohammed Sanhedrin, which has long discussions, you know, of instances which the masters which help. And these two, they'll say that was fun. One is the person makes the Dois Baldin. On a certain circumstance, this is Mishat Adibach. I was joking, I was just kidding around. I'll take it seriously. In other words, he said not that he was kidding around, which is an element of levity, and which therefore does not have the sufficient das that the Torah requires. But what the Gemara calls the most sure is to be a satsper. People don't like that they should be considered to be rich. But then Kapsanim come and ask for money, and the community expects to make money out of you that he doesn't want. He prefers to maintain a low profile and keep the money stashed away somewhere. Those two, Moses says, those didn't apply. We pass it on locher. There's some distinction, some discussion, I should say, amongst the Shem and Achayim, and these two halachas, which are identical in terms of application, but the different statements, but the halachas which apply the same, or do you say, you know, that these are different halachas, and with good reason. Here, the thesis is one direction, the shackles, the other direction. But we got the two questions. Number one, whether the whether the Baal Domer himself has to recant with one of these tainis, or Bezdin will take it on its own, or the other. The other is whether it had been Tvi or not. If there was no Tvi, so Mshat anybody doesn't make much sense. You don't respond to anything. As much as Tvi is where when you volunteer that is possible. And it says these two Amaslois are valid. Now, why are these different from other Amaslois? And that doesn't explain so well. I think one can assume one of two things. One is the level of Nehemanis, which is likely. So these are things very common. So this is a time that you can present. Given some kind of capable story, that doesn't work. Or possibly to pursue these. Under what I mentioned, what we learned through our master previously, in the name of the Yichud HaShoni, that the two levels of master, one of master, in effect you never said it, another you said it, but you could recoil, but it was said at the time. It will be that if these two are so common, so it's as if it never was said, unlike other Amaslis, which was once they're said, you couldn't back away from them. It's also possible, this is an addition to what I mentioned before, the difference between Ashtoy, Meshatini Boch, and then that's right. Could be that the Meshatini Boch is as if you never said it. They were serious. And that's why you said it. It was in earnest. But you said it for purpose, and for devious purpose. And therefore, that doesn't need to be considered if it was said, but can then be turned over, overturned. All right, so in this case, my daughter, normally speaking, my daughter, we probably couldn't. You could be caught, you can't. Either because he was a Kyushigid at the end of the Shakir, or because it's like Maldin, and where it's something which you've been made as Maldin. we still price the time for in your favor, it's not Gmati. If you have a master, then the question comes up whether a master works with Dorma or not, but that's Badin. And here they're indicated that normally speaking, some assume that not. The two days of today's court seems to be the opinion that only the Hashtoi, Mashati, the Baruch, the Hashtoi, the Satsvay, as we've explained. Now, I got the possibility I mentioned before, maybe it's like Mardin, that may depend on one factor. If that's Mardin, not to be considered great and dominant, it's not to be best. According to some of Shem, you need the presence of two Adim, which is also a question, we'll get to one of the membership, we'll see that. But the best is certainly you don't require. That being the case, we might distinguish between Adoy and Bezdin, Chutz LeBezdin. Adoy and Chutz LeBezdin is no Gmardin because there's no Din. There's no Bezdin there. So Chutz LeBezdin, if you, either you say Chutz LeBezdin, you can be can't, and in Bezdin, you cannot be can't. Well, we'll see in the reverse in a minute as well. Or to say that, well, you could be can't in both circumstances, in both cases, but the question of the circumstances differ. In Besdin, if you speak of his Gmardin finished, who's the Besdin, then it would depend possibly what the nature of the presence of the Adim, what do they give, how the state of them, etc. There may be another factor here. So far we deal with cases of Das Baldin and the ability to change. What about other, suppose we got to Hidoyer, one we can't do it or not. So here's the moment which Hashem discussed, but we see it. The moment it's discussed the halacha, what's called a chilka maise. Normally, not the chayv shvu may be mixas, so the baldova has to make a doy. What happens to the baldova is not made there, but the two Adim to create the equivalent of a door. As Reuven says, you owe me $100. And Shimon says, I don't owe you a nickel. Two Adim say, he owes me 50. They create a door now. Not the equivalent of a door, rather. But there's a whole discussion about this. And finally, it concludes. This doesn't have to be made of Easter. In the process, one's trying to learn from Hadas Piv to case of Adim, which is more powerful. One wants to give certain proofs that you could make a comparison, an extension. If Hadas Piv does this, Adim should be the equivalent as well. Then if it's comparisons, what are the respective status and powers of Adas Baldin and Adim? Should we find that Adim are more powerful? Should we find Adas Piv is more powerful than then the reverse would be true, and Das Baldin, yes, Adim, no. So, of course, in this discussion, Moed Gimel and Beis was first it indicates the possibility that we compare that to Malafi, perhaps the fact that the Hadas Piv is Mechayim Shur, but it makes sense, because that's a very powerful statement, it's irrefutable. It's not Koshin Razomer. But the Mavedim, it's not the last word. That's it. If Eidim, maybe by Koshin Razomer, yeah, so it's not the final word. Some shame, so. Rashi says over here, anybody question by Zomer, Yodalo, Bermane, Voidim, Kishu, Romano Chayav, Echav Loklum, and if the Bechard, the dead body can make it. Even if it's later about the Baldo, challenges the Eidim. Have a question about Zomer. Does Piv always use the last word? So now some Shemin infer from this Gemara that does Baldin one cannot cancel. What says Piv is any of a question about Zomer, but does Eidim just a question about Zomer? I would have thought that this is not much of a raya, because I think one can state it, but probably the Gemara is not irrefutable or not. It's vulnerable in some way. It's vulnerable by Koshin HaZomer. Koshin HaZomer are formal procedures, and these applicable to Eidim. Not applicable to Das Piv. That's true, you can maybe undermine Das Piv in some other way. The Baldom itself should be, you can't. Okay, but it's not Koshin HaZom. Koshin HaZom is to take the additional Eidim and you hang them out to dry. But Lushenim did this, take this as a raya, Rashba, and others, you can't refute a Das Baldin. And this would still be, of course, with regard to Das Baldin, not with regard to where a person is changing his tiny to improve himself. Now, this they take to be their position, but against the Rambam. Russia Minin, Yosef, Mishra Dabi Beit Din, Chazav Amar, Abi Shadim Beidim Kidvav, Emma Zvichim Bokal, wants to cast the Dador, what do Eidim say? Eidim support him or don't support him? Eidim, I'm not supporting him. So then, certainly the Dador remains in place where it was. The case was through the Eidim supporting him. And then, of course, this is Rashba. Against the last of this moment. He himself, the Begesif, the Bez Nerif, he thinks it depends on why the person is Mechaisa. If it's being crazy with some kind of external pressures being put upon him. So then he thinks that one can be crazy. Otherwise not. But principally, he assumes that one cannot be crazy, like the Rashba, with the exception where there's some extraneous incidental factor. The Rambam they talk about is Kavesha too. We've already looked at the Gavar of Kavesha, we see what the Prat Yidomi. That Rama Patskins. That's what I'm says over here. And here what you have is a case in which even though he wants to be made the subsequent to change it, the Dora remains in place. And if he says Ratchila, that first I said I never borrowed, and then I said no, I'm sorry, I forgot I borrowed, and I borrowed and I paid. So they can't be chayzer. That's the Rambam over here. So that's in line with the Gemara could be. It's not subject. It's not vulnerable to a chayzer and a zomer, as Rashba says as well. But they talk about another Rambam, Pagzayin. Mishra never made deep as hell as I. Mishra never made deep. Shinchia was a tuvea. Maner, v'achak ha'mar nizkalti, shepati lo chovo, chovo zeh shodeti bo, v'rei edim, v'rei zeh edut bo ila, v'osil ha'priyem, שלא הכחיש שידיו ולא קומה לו בעדמית בעולם. Here the Rambam says that it could be chayzo. But there's one element here that Rambam is not clear. At one level, the Rambam says the difference between the two halachas is what kind of a doer was on his part. Did he say lo levisi? What is lo levisi? In Perek Zayin, in Perek Vav before, he says in fact that Levisi, Rabbanu Domi, so he focused upon the fact there was no Avoy, there was no Peroi. Here he doesn't say Le Levisi. So the difference is that there was a door, there was no door. If he didn't say Le Levisi, before he says he's chayv. So if he says he's chayv, he says Levisi, and then he said he's chayv because he said that they didn't pay. Here he says simply he's chayv, chayv didn't pay, but he didn't say anything but details whether it was pure or wasn't pure. But he never said anything about pure. So here you can, before he says he owes, now you can say that he doesn't owe, because he paid. He also said he didn't pay. That's one way of interpreting the Rambam. So it's based on his ability to be chayzo. And then you have this problem which is raised by the Rashba, that they want to give a base of a tzir, that the person cannot be chayzo. But the Rambam's lashon would appear there's another factor here. In the case of Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, he's given a private dummy. So the Eidim and he contradict each other 2 points. The Eidim said it was Alvoy, he said it was not Alvoy. The Eidim said he paid, he did, he was paid, and he said it was not paid. The minute we divide it, so we get the final result, the bottom line is, Lava Vilaypa. Here, in Perek Zayin, the Eidim are not phased out. Over there, the Eidim were knocked out because they still haven't got to a factual point. And each factual point, the question is, whom do we trust? Here, the Rambam says that, as he put it, אבל נזכר שפרעתי בחוב הזה שהודיתי בו והרי עדים, הרי זה עדות מועלת ועושים על פיהם. So he himself comes forward, presents the עדים, הרי זה עדים, and the עדים are valid, שלא הכחישו עדיו עוד It was not Khosh, he was not Makash the Eidim, and he never said Leprat Veda. And these separate points, one point says that he never was Makash the Eidim, and he never said Leprat. Or is it the same thing? Also, that's certain in the Rambam. I presume the difference in the two cases in the Rambam is what kind of a Deus Badin there was. In Pervov, the Deus Badin is with regard to a factual point, which in itself is not a Deus Badin with regard to the Yetzachiv, with Chayv or not. With Chayv or not is a separate question. But factually, what I want to cure is that we rely upon him. Here, he never gets to the factual points. He was not there, was not there, but he said he owes. And then he comes around and realizes he doesn't think he doesn't know. And then he says, bad for the Eidim. So if he would clash with the Eidim to the factual basis, the Eidim said that he paid, and he said, I didn't pay. So then he could not be careful about this. But if he says simply that I'm chayiv, why I'm chayiv he doesn't say. So the Hadas Badin here is simply the other status of the chayiv. He was such a chayiv. Does that contradict the Eidim? And therefore there is part of it. So bottom line, can a person be chayiv for Hadas Badin or not? So taking these two Hammams together, it depends. According to the Mukiyes, it depends what pressure was due to Bechazel. Where is the value? Was that valid? Now, apparently, it's the difference. Where does his presence stand still related to what happened before? If he's not flat, the kind of things we said before, cannot be Bechazel. On the factual plane, if he doesn't flatly contradict, then you don't rely upon him proper, because what's I do? But you rely upon the Eidim. If the Eidim would not be contradicted on the factual basis, the Eidim would be stating that there was I do upon Poyin, and even some guys Poyin as well. And there's one other case we have so far then as follows: a case of Kirab Bichayzer. Das Bardin, Irvetz Bardin, of course, it's sort of Kim Shigi. When the master passed the Kabi Chaser, depending on which the master is, depending on the question of Chaser, whether the master helps him, Das Bardin, according to the Rashba, the Ran, or Kabi Chaser, Das Bardin, whatsoever, get less, get a basket. But the diet according to the Rambam, depends what kind of a doy it is, what kind of chazor it is. Whether he's contradicting the factual base, which there been before, they can't do it. You said these are the facts. If, however, you weren't dealing with the facts as such, but with the status of the debt that exists and doesn't exist, and the Eidim come along and say, we don't know what he owes us, we know that he paid him. That would be all right, and probably not. There's one other Gemara which is relevant to this. Before I move on to the changing of claims of Naravai Doer, there's one Gitin, if you dalev and dalev, where we got the kindness of Mamish Loshna. Shloshim, if somebody owes somebody else for the chayiv, or he has pikadon, and the person who deserves to get the money says, "Don't give it to me, give it to this person here." So the other person, if all three of them are standing together, the tekoyes chachamim did such case in Kenya. There was such case in the Gemara, it was made that he owes money, and the creditors said, give it to such a person. And then he said, if I mess, I don't know the money. The money, he says, Papa Shoshana is effectual. It's irrelevant. There's a few of Achleks Mitzvah Shanim. Some say, your name on to be crazy there, said to you, see if you have a Migu. The other extreme, some say you're not to be chayzer if you don't have a miga. Some say you're not to be chayzer even if you have a miga. All 3 days, the taste is there, and Raven and Rabban on the reef. How this was square, with Ram and Rashba would say that you can't be chayzer, so. Here they say can't be chayzer over there. Of course, so maybe they can take hold of that sheet there. It says you can't be chayzer if you have a miga, or that the miga is extraneous kind of neman. So that certainly can help. Any survey of the halakha of chayzer, but that's about din. That's to be regarded as well. And one other factor. I to the fence. Yeah. Yeah. The Rambam that I mentioned before, is the Zayin HaZayin, where he says, you are never to fence. Misha, whatever way, Din Shechev is that, over. Why the Rambam mentioned was in Besen? Why was Chutz LeBesen? So if we host the best, it's possible also you cannot be chaser. If the Rambam thinks even best you can be chaser, you want to ask over Chama. Maybe the Rambam is suggesting that if it was in best, so then if it was in best, then that's all chazai, that's yeah. If it's in Besen, so it's only because in the case of Pagzal HaChuzayin, where that clashed directly with the Eidim. If it's Chutz LeBesen, perhaps here he assumes that even though the Pagzal HaChuzayin, if he's going to be Brandi Domi, there also he could be Chuzayin. That could also be, depending on what I mentioned before, how we understand the relevance of Chodesh Badi, why can't be Chayza? Yeah. One other consideration. We got to keep Shigit. If it's something you think to Kiyat or not. On the previous occasion, the halacha of Rambam by Vav Halacha Aleph, Tevin Eitan, the person cannot stonewall Besen. The Tviya was cut before him, and Tviya specifies for what reason you owe a roi, because Nezek, Tzchias. So, and Nitva said, I don't know. Tell him you must specify. At first of all, this could be understood to mean as there needs to be specificity with regard to Eidim, like with regard to Bani Dvorim, if you try to get to the bottom of the story. Particularly if in Lamed, I suggest on various occasions that Shavua is a form of cooperation with Besen and trying to arrive at the truth. There's a role for the butt over there. However, two facts to be decided. One is, and Ram explains why you have to specify to avoid the possibility of error. What be my mekablin mi menu tshuvazo? Shema toehu bevedato. The body shiva sheker shari. אפשר שהדברו כמו שטוען הדבר הטובה עשת וזה זה את החוב לבנו לאשתו ואתה לו מטרה כנגד החוב ובדעתו שנפטר בו החוב זה מה במיסנסטנינג זה קוויזי פירוין שאתה לא מסביר לה את זה מי זה רב נלך כמו לפיר זה פירם קוויימנט could be this exactly the halacha that the Bardovo has to specify analogous to Eidim, and then possibly some of the equivalent to Kibshigi would also apply. But for the Rambam's explanation, that's not so. There's one other Gemara which possibly has a bearing upon this. By this I mean the role of the Bardovo. He appears in Besen. My Makis Well, Maki is the focus base. That I saw it, so we should request to be masters in both aid in one aid, in which language? So Mishnah says for the days. Let him be in Nerogin. Zemin, as you shade of Masriba, Shema Shippe Shemidim. So that's what Pishemim did for that soil as well. Shippe Shemidim. The Vacher, a Pishemidim, should not all of the soil, should they say the Shemas with Pim Tugum. Your Pishnei Medim, the person, should not hear from the translator, but should hear it directly. Okay, that's what it is. That's probably ABPA. They hear from one person, says name of another person. So the Tugma is telling them, but the Tugma is ABPA. So it's no good. But then the story. Hanaloy is he. Those are coming to Rabbi. Foreigners. Ukirov and Tugma by Dayu. Rabbi didn't know what language they spoke. So he had a translator stay there. So Ma asks. Rabbi Yavi Dach and Eshi Shay Sesh Rabbi Yavi Tugma. So why? How could have done this? Well, it says the case it was of made of Yudim and Do, Emel, Mamanah, Abri, Vadu, and Rabbi Yoda. Rabbi understood the language, but he couldn't respond to them, he couldn't talk to them in that language. The question arises over here is, who are these Lehuzi? Edim? Or Bali Tvarim? Kunah the Edim, is the such a loch. Kabbalah says this, Shkepem Gay. But not the Bali Dvorim, Tainus. No problem, APPA, you can put somebody to Tain on your behalf. And the whole process, not the formal process of Kabbalah, say, of Kabbalah absorbing the information. However, תעשה לשמע פעם תורגמה. יש שאומרים, דף ודמייתי למקרא דכתי בעידים, פסל פשעים כמו דבר, והוא הדין לבעל הדיני. דעוב דדן אלא אוסי דאמרין אלא אותו כמין רובר, דעות אלא דין המשמע. חדל במהר עליהם יזל. מעטו, if that's the case, הוא הדין למה דם שובה על בפשעים בפיר ובפרסובר, והוא הדין תנס בעל הדיני דבין בפיר ובפרסובר. If you say Father Yoni, he encourages it to the same. They are presented orally directly. Once you record it, as cemeteries. What this indicates is, prayer today is whether the presence, declaration by the volume for Bezin, also the status of Halacha and Maisa, which is required. If community of big sovereign, if community of in other languages, they don't know directly. The possibility that a person will not be able to recant will diminish or increase if you require this formal process. What do you think? Intuitively, what do you think? Anybody else? I think it should be clear that the more you establish it on a par with Aedis, the greater the likelihood that as an Aedis you can, we can't hear either. Possibly. And all of this is with regard to we want to readjust the change at Das Baldin. And with regard to this, we've discussed various gemaras and a number of variables. And our sugya, Techezatayin, so here, how can you? So if we say you can't change your door, so there you have it. But in the case that we have the Gemara here, there's no reason to switch your door. If you take it to become the equivalent of my door, if you present one taina, it indicates any other taina. So that's the equivalent of Das Baldin. He said, no, he didn't say the taina, it didn't occur to him. Or he preferred another taina, but it's not intended to do it. The Rashbam here, and many other Rashbam, as the Rashbam over here, what was the Salaka based? I don't think of the taina.
Okay,
as the Rashbam says, the limitations of Tatsin de Bure depends how serious is the confrontation. We say now, we said before. If there's a minor change, then they could do it. If it's a major change, you could not. The third Ashbam says, Tayyim Besn, Ashurai Tsechoiz, Achaiki Lita Dvoim Achirim, Toydor Shainim, Abish Mekhishuk Sabazach, Chazbatan, I don't have to talk again, obviously. that what you do is okay. Basically, the sin in the boy. I mean, this we discussed last time. The sin in the boy, who could be retired, so he could have a dog or someone else. Here, we have to take up the question of, before we spoke of various scenarios of Das Bardin, an offer which is made with the company Skyris, or a stomach time which person stay on his own. So here, the Sin Dibure, well, he doesn't contradict what he said before, but he amends it. This is similar, Mishnah Dodd says, I've got to nether that first, I can take one object which has sort of the it's superimposed by another object. That has to be an object which has, which is Mr. Kedusha, from the source from which you're now drawing Kedusha. That has to be a source which is man-made. To be added to our floor. Not something which is naturally us. But you can't say this is yours, but also there was his mother. She's not his mother. But use the term, this bottle of wine should be like Yaneser. Yaneser is which? Yaneser of Goyim, Yaneser of wine. That's the vessel that can't be about this. Can't transfer because they used the other also, because it was used as libation for the Avezar. And so that did not have that purpose. If it's the Yaneser of Hekdesh, of Mizbeach, that's the word that do then it's Chal. So remember, Shil Chatkir, when he says, it makes it that it's the Yaneser, he said, Achmir, that's the word that do, it's also. If Chatzchila didn't tell us what he has in mind, and then he says what I had in mind was really an Esser of Goyim, then he stabbed him down Achmir, but everybody can be Mekel. So the ordinary understanding is in one direction, but you have an amount of us to amend it. The Chiddush here is, Kodam says you can do it, that even though you're in the capacity of Valdovo, and what you say carries weight to the human, so you still can amend. Kodam said to Erez Mitei, like the case of the Dari. It's not the Dari, it's between the first and the Ben Shalim. No, it's sad to be always no Baldovo. So the Sin Dibure, we might have assumed, it's only good when you don't confront the rival. It's not part of a struggle between two elements. First of all, we've got the Tzitzis Shavuos that we saw. There's one day of the Sin Dibure is even for Besson. Very, very difficult. And here, the Sin Dibure to the Baal Dabur, I said, it's also no good. The Bogab, the Sin Dibure is a Gemara in Krisis, but yet the Isurim, right to Valti, Leit Mesi, and then he said, Leit Mesi to Valti. So he amends it, I meant to say Leit Mesi, Zibur Leit Mesi, because to Valti. But in Mavanis, it's a Chidush. In the same manner, he raised the issue with Gata Master. So here we have a case of we deal with the Sin Dibure. Here, the case of the Gemara, we don't have a situation in which Siddhas Baldin says something in his own favor. First, he said, obviously, they said he bought it. The question is whether it's an indirect, inferential idea He says one tainus to be invalid in other tainus. So that's the most clear, that's not the case. There's no dos about din here. But you're left with, okay, not a dos about din, but the original tainus is there, and then will be contravened by edim, so then it'll be finished. So it's a chidush, but it's in the bure, it's a mild form of akrosh. Het akrosh. This is not the city board. Yeah. As far as this all is concerned, this is the Rambam at the end of Perek Ches. If they are waiting, so we turn to the Acheret, Akhish at the Arishona, Sukhita at the Achrona. She has Rabbi Pepper, he's got beyond Rashbam. He says he's Akhish at the Arishona, Rashbam says only if it's about Akhash of Tzars. Rabbi will pick a Bibi to follow the Lord Akhash. ואבי שלו לתן המטלו, לתן הראשונה. ואבי שיצא בבית דין וחזר, יש לומר, יש, וחזר, יש לחזור ולטעון ולהפך כל הטענות של צעד שבו עדים. הבחש בו עדים, הכחישו את הטענות האחרונה, סבך אני לא יכול להסיעו להתנה אחרת, אני מכיר את הלמת לה, התנה שסבך עליה. אין את השלב יש משמע, כמו שישים את אותו הטענה, אחר הוא ישרוס בבית דין, ובבית דין לא. אשר אדם עושה איזה קצ'יינג, טיינס תלך לתאין, It's unrelated to Adas Bardin. The base of this halacha, the place is called Bitul Bitul. There's a lot of discussion about this as well. Some should have learned Bitul Bitul is based on Miga. Miga, they could have changed the title, they could have changed the original title, etc. He says, Tainus doesn't know. He says, if he would be a new Tainus, as he could name it for the first Tainus, over the second Tainus, he can change it without any need for a Miga. It could be this combination if you have Miga. Why Ptul Ptul works? Might bring us back to the question of the role of Miga. What is the Dames Kirk Tanya or Biru? If you have one case in which he's trying to derail the original Tanya. No, I'm sorry. All right, let's do this in 2 days then. Boris Rouse had the picture for us. God changed with tiniest. Again, give you everything subject to possibly to those who shared with Wamakis, which may have a significant impact for this. All right, good. Yeah, what's that? We can see what's at the end. Turn your face with turn. For the bottom here. Yeah, so he says, what is basically the two aims of that kosher? So the kosher would do nothing. It remains what it was before, Chesav, it's to... Okay, so we have a question of Huna of Chistel with regard to Ames Mekoshim. What happens, right? Vadomu says, Barasai Shakri Lomro. So Chistel is probably right. Inside the Shakri?
Well, we know that one of
those. So one of those. We don't know which. So presumably, if one is, we don't know which. So, if they come together, they're apostle. We took over apostle. If they come separately, so I'm not sure one of them will be kosher. And the question which comes up in the Shanim with regard to the case of Ezra Kreshis. What says in the state courts here, what says in Baba Kamer, Achleis, Rabbaye, Rabbe, it's aiming from what point on is it useful. Is it useful for the time of the that Zohar took place? What time he said that God? And then they go 2 days. Why you say Mekalabot? What should we say? Mekalabot is still a little bit of friend yourself. And it's aiming. First thing I got to say this, then it was Muslim. I said, but I love it, from which point on is the apostle Aedis? So obviously the Mekan Rabban, Abba is the Mafreya, which requires explanation of what is the Mekan Rabban, what is the Mafreya.
Well, Fiat Chazal. I found out about 2 months later, Mommy, from Mommy, we live still. So what needs to be explained is not the one who says I'm going to have Karaba. My two opinions, what is in Karaba, what's the story? One day is the Sadi Dabaran. People say, the Kukas, people didn't know about it. Meanwhile, they use these people's aid for a deal, and they lose everything in the deal. So, Sadi Dabaran. The Mikadin, everyone agrees, it's a fairness. Another day, there to be the Isa. Why? You want to say it? It's a chidush. If it's a chidush, even though the chidush flows from the basic halacha, you say, it's a chidush. If we would have had to deal with this up in Smoke, and I wasn't understanding, we would never have said it. Once it has been said, it has been said consistently. But here the Gemara says, maybe no. If the Hassam is a Chidush, so any Chabad Chidush is a limited Chidush. And here, as we come to Tesh Kashi, if Rabbi holds like Rav Chisner, so what's the Chidush in Hassam? That you makshe both, that you pasel both, or not. If you don't have chisus, what does chisus say? That's how you should get over it, right? What does chisus? If you had a question, I don't remember what would happen. If you hold like a priest, in caution, parashat shekel omer. So, if there were prices of caution in Azam, what would happen to a priest? What does it mean, you say, about the Sheikh Lomaloch? What does it mean? So who would be possible? According to Rav Chisner. Who would be possible? That's a simple question. According to Rav Chisner. If you have Edim and Koshim, what happens to the Edim? Are they Koshim of future ages? No. So now this Hazome, what's the Chidush? The Chidush is that the first was the Mazimi Makosha or the Edim and Spasim.
We'll leave the second one.
Yes, the fact that the second one is a Nifsul, the same in a Nifsul is no Chidush. Right? That's the problem with front stations. According to that, how did the Gemara, the Lord was like a Chisna, they were in trouble. Thank you.
This is Rabbi Kamer asks this question. He has two tirushim. What is the Gemara never intended to say that what was a Rabbi Chisir? Just he explains the Mishnah according to him. There comes another test. But he's showing Rabbi Chisir, Dam, Mi, Rabbi Chidush, Rosh, Mi, Solin, Vadai, that's a Chidush. Says that he raised a problem with regard to the Edim, Edim Mekoshim. First Edim was up, Edim Zemim become Apostle, Apostle tells Vadai. Because the Oyenship tells Vadai. Edim Mekoshim, according to the priest of the Apostle, says, according to the second test, it says the only Apostle tells Suffolk. The Vadai is Apostle, that's the Chidush Meir Zemim. But if there were Edim Ukashim, there would be possible to us to suffer. That's the second Talos of Taisus. One of the first Talos, apparently it's not so. Not the Taisus of Taisus of Balkama. For the first Talos, apparently it's not so. And even if it's the Akashim, what would be the nature of the psul? That's Vadai. Why? To suffer. So before we know, each of these two kidei, they went and closed the deal. And one of them was, and if one deal goes, another deal. That's all they're suffering. So why shouldn't we be marshal them? Or pass them is suffered. If they were made somewhere, you would ask them, who's it? What's the answer to this? Very simple answer. Either have to be people upon whom you can rely. Put it a little differently. The halacha that the Edim become apostle, what is Suffolk, what is Vadai? One thing is Vadai, the Rukhush. That's Vadai, that's a fact about it. That's another cat came. But Suffolk is, were they mukrish, factually speaking, not if they've undergone the process of being of akasha. But factually speaking, are they telling to are they apostle? Not possible, they just, because we don't know who was the liar here. Here could very well be the court of thesis. The person is not the fact that they said they just shekel. Person, the fact that Ed Mukrish. And Ed Mukrish is an aid you can't be relied upon. And the soul of Edim, it's not only Ed Zeman is possible, Ed Mukrish is also possible. The fact that he is an Ed Mukrish, that's a certainty. The basis of that we don't know. This could be relevant. The Gemara of Abayin Rava as well. What is Ein Zemim Nifsal? Abayin says, Abayin Nifsal, Rava says, quote, what I mean, the Kana Abayin Nifsal, mean the Raisa, because Chidushu. The question is, Chidush, but bottom line is that the Ein Zemim can be split. As it very well be, I don't remember the whole of this right now, but I think it may be. The psul that you have over here for the Ein Zemim is not psul for my Savera, like for Nevela, or even Chal Shabbos.
Sul here is the fact that he's undergone this process of Hasoma. The status of Gavra Beit Zemim probably doesn't start with the Avera, it starts with the Hasoma. So is Michal Shabbos, the Avera is the Apostle Sim. It's possible to have the Avera. It's Zemim with Apostle Sim. Undergone Hasoma. Here you could pull either any direction. Either say undergone Hasoma means when the Edom came, or in retrospect, undergone Hasoma from that time that they tell us about. As you can have a concept of the Edom and Begavra, you're able to split it off. So one period yes, one period no. That question likewise. You say the fact that he made Mukhrish, that's what Apostle said. That's the Vadois. Now the question of from what on the Vadois, you have to work that out independently. The other as follows, with regard to Azomer, Chayza Bayan Rabba from what on the Nifsu, this question was asked by the Rabbanan, according to the Rabbi. And here we might very well pasul it, not tell us that apparently was able, and the apparently that clearly would be useful. I'm thinking not to be useful, you need a lot of shrieks, but Malchus is not the Malchus. But in Muslim, that's what pasul him. Like Kosher, supposed to have witness for the future is Kosher. According to Trafchiste, his divsul, presumably of Afreya. Here we have two ways of understanding this. So the divsul of the Vaisna Veyre, then it's Pitas Vada, and then the Vaisna Veyre, Pitas Sofer. And I'm Pitas Vaisna Veyre, but the status of being an Eid Mukhrish, that's a vadois, and then it possibly does about that. All right, this was the first part of the Gemara. With regard to whatever in the kosher, what the psula said to. Well, here's another discussion as to whether it's one unit, two units, how does it go if it's only Lysadis that we have to look at? Another question the better should have asked. Top days. This would be a lot of Why should you always believe the Makrishim with the Miga? That's a Meida. That sitase over here keeps your eye open without the Kyosaurus. And took over here and Rambah and other Rishonim. Here and also Ksubis, the Testament of Bays, similar issue. Why would you even believe with Amiga? And in every case of Akrosh. This is one direction, Rabban is another direction. Rabban is much more basic in this respect. Yeah. And then we finish that. Proceed. You go through the Gemara, but then being just Gemara Rashbam, let's go over here. See what is this Yerusha being all about? What kind of concept is it? That brings down to the bottom of the base of the bottom. But we won't analyze all the issues over here because it's very complex. A whole range of issues here. But that being work of the Christmas Yerusha the Beit Din. It's three over here. And Zavon Yivamis. Is there a problem of Bezin passing a moment and changing his psak? I believe it's the tzedek beis davon, but I'll look for that. I'll get back to you. In the case of Bezman versus Pesach. I don't think we'll get beyond that next time. And then I feel like we cleared all the four or five different yonim over here. I think each one comes along. I shall finish the sugi of Shishiki Deidin. Question of Migavir, the question of the Medina. Yeah. We might also look at one other thing. So the following case. If you have two Edim, say the third person is postulators, two say it's Kushalators. It's Kushal Apostle. This is the Exuber, the Korbezim of Aleph. We'll look it up, we'll take it from the Rambam. The Gemara Shavuos I told you about last time, Mem Zayin and Beis. I did, yeah. Speaking of Bezal Chagibel and Rambam. I don't know if I can keep what's left of it.
Different than the old Kazakh or not, if he knows this. So you want to do different things. You want to, because according to Agmar, it's not Kiddush, or they don't, the Funa does not Chazok, and he does something.
That's why I have two.
What's that? I'm not talking about the Shir.
What? That's thinking is there. This story he just gave
us.
About the psul about Adai. It's right there.
Yeah.